Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I know I've kind of been laboring over this electoral college, but it's very important. I have a few different premises. One is reasonable people equally informed seldom disagree. I believe most of America is reasonable. So it's the problem is that middle part, getting everybody reasonably informed. And actually, that premise or that saying, I actually picked up from a chief engineer that I worked with. And I asked him where he got it because I'd like to cite it. And he goes, it was from a professor that he had, and he didn't remember the name or anything. So I'm not trying to steal anything from anybody. I'm just trying to be forthright. But another premise I have is knowledge is power. And I believe that if I empower you with the knowledge, you'll be making the right decisions and be able to be far more succinct in your attack, in your direction, whether that be getting your representatives to focus on supporting you and so forth. Knowledge is power. So it's important that we kind of go through what I would say is the educational process so that you understand the advantages of an electoral college. Because bottom line, if it is about the Constitution, if it is about enforcement of the Constitution, we should never be voting for people to self-serve us and our own interest. We should never have It is illegal for politicians to pander and buy votes. And when they're out there saying free education, free healthcare, that is tantamount to buying votes. And so when they start pushing things, and that's why we have a constitution that doesn't allow them to do that, because if it's not enumerated, they can't even be promising it. And that's how we've gotten into this huge mess. The key word is compliance. Go ahead, you can do this. Say it with me. Compliance. So the reason I'm not going through this whole wall debate and the shutdown and everything else on a daily basis, and forgive me for that, is because it's really not that important. The education is far more important, because as we start getting educated, getting smart, we can actually start looking at how important our national security is and not allowing more people to come through in helping the Democrats steal this country and turn it into a communist stronghold. What we want to do is we want to get this back on track so that we can preserve liberty for ourselves and for our posterity. That has to be our objective. That's why this is a solution-based show in trying to help get everybody on the same paradigm, get everybody focused in the same direction so that we can start getting our representatives to represent us in demanding that they comply and that we get all governments into compliance to their constitutions. We're at wholesale treason and wholesale tyranny, the two T's that we should never be at. And the Constitution kept us from being there. However, we had nefarious men with maybe noble intent, but they were nefarious nonetheless because they knew they were violating the process. They knew they were violating the Constitution. And they were the ones that were hoodwinking us, saying, this is for your own good. We think that we need to do this. And as you understand, in a contract, if there's a process defined in how to change things and you don't follow that, you are violating the contract. Therefore, we have a lot of contract cleanup to do. And the only people that can do this, as I've been telling you, are the states. As I say in my intro, one of the sponsors of this show is MobiusStripPress.com. That's where you can get my books. Buy directly from me. Don't give Amazon 30% or 70% of the proceeds. If you buy directly from me, all of the proceeds go to help supporting. They literally go to helping cover the costs of what we need to do. I'm not just going out there myself. My last trip, I took a guy to do the video capturing and all of that. I need a team. We need to be able to keep you informed so that you know exactly what the heck's going on. The war is moving forward, and we're trying to televise it, or at least broadcast it via Red State Talk Radio and so forth. We are the difference. We will actually save the Constitution. We just need a little help. If we got everybody listening to this show to contribute, as I've said before, you know, just 1 gallon of gas a week. If you would contribute on a weekly basis, 1 gallon of gas, and I know if you live in California, that's $5. But if you live throughout most rural America, that's probably under $2 now. That's literally nothing. But if all of the people were contributing that on a regular basis, then we would have more than enough funding to actually make these trips, to be able to be present, to be able to participate and help these state parties, help the state legislators, and help the people in these states get the message and understand it. More so, we need to get the people involved in the blue states to understand that you can't save your state. We don't have time to save your... The only process that will save the blue state and our republic is if everybody was contributing to the red states in getting them to stand up. Once red states start standing up, they become the bulwark in keeping the blue states from literally falling off the edge, if you understand what I'm saying. So as I have gone through this many times, there may be hope that this time around, we may actually be successful in getting this message. I might be this one time articulating exactly how you need to hear this, because preserving and taking the efforts in trying to save your state from falling off the edge, you cannot do it from within your state. I'll even quote Obama on this. We cannot change DC from within. It has to happen without. You cannot change a state that is literally decaying and falling apart from within. We can actually do this from external to all of these blue states by getting the red states to rise up. It's not about just the voters. It's not just about those people that are currently in the process. I've been pointing out that we are set up for a collapse. The collapse will happen by 2024 politically because they have a monopoly of our education. And I go over this. If you don't understand the critical mass that we are at politically, we only have a few years left, if we're lucky, to start doing this. That's why it is important that you commit this year in committing to getting involved and supporting. Financially is important. We do need to get out there, and we need to get this message. We need to travel. And getting red states to stand up so that in the 2020 election, we will have enough people in the state legislators and enough people smart in this message to literally get people to start waking up and the red states to stand up. Because if they become that bulwark, they will basically be the anchor of the blue states from falling off the edge. And you can go down in history and keep a journal, document this, put it out there on social media. I am supporting saving our Constitution, and this is how I'm doing it. Start wearing this whole support and your commitment as a badge of honor, because you're preserving liberty for our children's sake. So anyway, I've got to do the obligatories as a part of the intro. And so part of that is that we're not only, you know, sponsored by MobiStripPress.com, where my books and that type of material is at. We're also supported by ReclaimTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show host that is actually purporting and, you know, constantly haranguing you, the audience, and getting you to step up, getting involved. This is, I call it marketing. There's all sorts of ways that, you know, I can use marketing and hopefully motivating you. And hopefully this Electoral College stir up is good enough. We go over the illegal aliens, we go over the wall, we go over all of these types of things. But my focus at this point in time, because I believe that there is merit in you understanding the peril so that you can actually start articulating when people say, we want a popular vote. No, why? We're a Republican form of government. Our representatives should be, you know, those are the only people that we vote for. The presidents don't represent us. They're supposed to represent the laws and faithfully execute those. We do not have a representative king, monarch, or president. We have representatives in the House of Representatives as well as in the state House of Representatives. The Senates are supposed to be representing the counties, and the Senate's supposed to also, at the federal level, represent the states. So before I run out of time, let me just move forward. If you want to contribute directly, if you want to start putting a monthly contribution or a weekly contribution, like $2 a week, like I'm saying, go to GoFundMe and just sign up, you know, do a one-time contribution. Or if you want to sign up and do monthly, I think they allow you to do that. If not, then do it once a month. But we do need your help. And like I said, we would have more than enough funds if everybody listening to the show, we would have more than enough funds if everybody listening to the show was actually throwing us a little bit of support. If you can't support us financially, give me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I will show you how you can just spend a little time and you can, like I said, document this, put this out in social media, let your kids know that you did something, because the day may come when we lose everything that your kids may turn to you and go, how come you didn't do something? And you can say, I did. I did everything I could. And you can do that with an honest conscience and be able to sleep at night. I don't know how anybody that knows what's going on and what and how close we are to this abyss, I don't know how anybody can sleep at night knowing that there is a solution. Those of you who are listening and have grown this audience to what it is today, which I'm very thankful for and very proud of, you should be able to sleep well at night if you are contributing. I've got a hard break, so before I let the music run out and I'm in trouble, I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so I promise you that we will get into a news catch-up so that we can kind of talk about the wall and all of the obfuscating and all of the obstructionist actions and so forth by the progressives, the communists in our government, And we'll get into, you know, those types of details next week. I don't think I'm going to have time this week to do it. But anyway, I'm hoping that this doesn't trickle into next week. But there's so much to understand on this issue. And it's really that it's really simple. But as I always do, I've asked you if you want to support. The way to support us, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I also ask you to look at considering joining the Constitution Club. .ning.com and help them get these emails out to state legislators so that they can have a feeling of being overwhelmed by a lot of people asking for them to actually do their job in, you know, restoring our republic and in this very myopic way of rescinding the 17th Amendment. That will get the states to have representation in the Senate once again, and we're getting that step closer to having a Republican representative, an American representative type of government. And I'll get in, I go into these things. I just don't want to, you know, continually go down these tangents inside, you know, asides or what have you. So anyway, as I always do, there really is no sign, there hasn't been a sign, there's not going to be a sign that the federal government is going to disband its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and power. So that means you and I have to do this. That means that we have to actually start working together and actually getting the federal government back into the framework. But we can't do it. We got to get the states to do it. So that's why our focus is on the states and getting them involved. So again, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Let me know how you can help or how you want to help, and we will get you engaged and you'll hit the ground running as fast as possible. I will just go straight back into the electoral process of where we were. I was reading an article yesterday because I'm trying to expose the paradigm that is possessed by the progressives who want to move us into a mobocracy, so that we can quickly slide into communism. And so I'm going to kind of reread this article. This was last year, May 6th is when the article was, it came out. And this is by Benjamin Hart in the Intelligencer in Connecticut. And so I'm going to just kind of reread the last paragraph that I started. He says, for years, Democrats' efforts to reform the manifestly undemocratic set of rules... And again, he's just poking his eye at our constitutional process and our Republican form of government to little more than grumbles. Killing the Electoral College by conventional means would involve passing a nationwide constitutional amendment. That is the only process, my friends. What they're proposing is unconstitutional. And so that would require convening a constitutional convention or getting Congress to do it. So, the you know, both tasks as far as they're concerned, and you know, they know that they cannot do this. That's how the Constitution protects us from tyranny, and it's not doing a good job because the communists and the deep state have literally moved us this far close to their objective. They are within reach of this objective. As I say, those 16 million kids that are joining the electoral process every 4 years are foaming at the mouth to vote away their liberties as well as yours so that they can live in a communist socialist society. They want to get rid of your constitution, and that's where they're going. So anyway, So clever reformists came up with an alternate route, passing state laws that would take effect only when it is guaranteed, only when it is guaranteed that enough other states have signed on to this unconstitutional compact to swing the outcome. The magic number is 270 electoral votes. So in other words, they're not even looking for a majority of states. If they get California, which they have California on board, and if they have New York, which they do, and I'll go through the states that they have on board. I mentioned it yesterday. Let me see. Where are those states? They listed them here. You know what? I don't think I got to them yet. I believe that the states are coming. Yeah, the states are coming up. So the magical number is 270 out of the 538 available. in Maryland, or in 2007, Maryland became the first state to join this compact. They were the ones that actually were the first. If we can get Wyoming to be the first, not to join the compact, but to call upon their fellow states to force the enforcement of the Constitution, then we can thwart exactly what these blue state communists are doing. He goes on and says, the other states that have signed on over the last 11 years are all reliably blue. California, they possess a lot of electoral college. And so they're literally trying to get this. It's so Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State. And so the fact that Washington State has passed this, I'm going to be talking to my representatives to say, did you know that they've passed and signed into this compact? Did you know that's a violation? How come you're not making this big chatter? Because I have supposedly very conservative representatives. And so this is huge to me. And as far as I'm concerned, it's about making some political hay locally. And you need to do so in your states, because what they've done is they've actually violated the Constitution. As far as I'm concerned, that's treason. They've also got Washington, D.C. also on board, but that's not a state. Together, these states account for 172 electoral college. They're just 98 short of hitting their goal. All they need is another couple of big dark blue states, and you will find that they're going to have what they need. But most of the remaining states in the union are either deep red or thus unlikely to favor a solution that stands to benefit Democrats or swing states, and thus unlikely to favor a solution that would divert the campaign spotlight from the neck of their woods for every 4 years. So, interesting point that he's going to bring up here, and I want you to understand this, is that as we start looking at this, them getting to this point, they're going to be under a majority of states that are going to literally commandeer the Constitution. The question is, will we have a Supreme Court with the backbone and the intestinal fortitude to actually stand up and say, this is a violation? Congress, you cannot allow these things to persist. And will the Supreme Court actually start using words like, this is treasonous, which is what they should be saying? And so he goes on in his article and says, this is where the 2018 election comes in. And oh, by the way, I'm going to give you some editorializing on this, because in the 2018 election, some red states turned blue. If Democrats, and he goes into it right here, if Democrats can make progress in winning back some of the governorships and state legislatures they've forfeited over the years, I mean, listen to this guy. Listen to his attitude. They'll be in much better shape to push through the popular vote legislation in a few more states. Do you hear this? Nevada, Arizona, this is where this is going to be happening. Making what once seemed like a pipe dream tantalizing close to reality. One caveat. Even if cooperating states do hit their target, it is unclear whether the federal government would need to give them its blessing. Are you kidding me? The Constitution won't bless this. You have to amend the Constitution to even create compacts within states to do this. Opponents of the provision argue that nullifying the Electoral College wouldn't solve the problem of candidates focusing too much time on their area of the country. If you switch to national popular vote, and I'm a candidate for president and I'm a Democrat, I'm going to plant my team in California, the upper Midwest, New York City, and Philadelphia. Connecticut State Senator Mike McLaughlin said that in a representative argument, but it's unlikely that the new arrangement would be more unfair than the one we have now. As Vox's Andrew Prokop argued in 2016, a national popular vote system wouldn't devalue the votes of the people who live in rural states and small towns. it would accurately value them by treating them equal to the people who live in cities rather than giving them any extra weighting. You see, this is pure democracy communism that these paradigms are being operated. They truly believe that the republic has no standing, that a state... You got to understand, Delaware signed up for the constitutional, in the ratification with a rubber stamp because they had equal footing and protection from the big states. What Delaware and these other blue states are doing, they're throwing away their protection and saying, we're going to allow the mob rule to literally take over us. In the final paragraph, he says, in terms of pure fairness, this is certainly a change worth fighting for. It's going to be heavy lifting, but after 230 years, we may be just witnessing the last gasp of a dying, unfair tradition. Because once they get over this hurdle, my friends, they will be discarding the Constitution because they will be in that position where it will be a mob rule mentality. So I am at my hard break, and I actually finished that article in that segment. So that allows us to start moving forward as I editorialize a little bit more about this paradigm. So we'll be right back after some promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so as we look at this whole Electoral College, I hope you understand that the whole process of appointments has been disregarded. The whole process of electors freely and with their wisdom choosing who would be best president in literally executing the responsibilities of the office of the president. That's why we have a representative government. The Madison and everybody knew that the electorate would not understand what the president needs to do. It's not about sending money so that you can get a bigger welfare check. It's about following the Constitution and compliance so that we can preserve your liberties instead of stealing them away from you and enslaving you. people are literally, I can't understand how people have just completely consigned to this whole concept of communism. That's why I reread this whole commitment from Billy Graham, that letter that was sent by a young academic that went down to Mexico, got tangled up with communists, and literally became a wholehearted communist, a diehard for the cause, willing to do anything and everything, and how it literally rewires a person. They no longer care about humanity. They really don't. All they care about is doing whatever is necessary to enforce their ideology upon humanity because they truly believe it is best. This is a godless concept, because bottom line, they believe that you do not need free agency anymore. They will save you without you being able to be in control of your own destiny. Excuse me. And so let me kind of move back into, where I am regarding these two opposing concepts. Now, to be honest with you, that the popular vote is growing in the blue states. Another thing that is growing as well, but it's growing in red states, not as predominant in the blue states, is the doing away with winner takes all. If you understand the concept of winner takes all in the blue states, that means that if you live in a congressional district that is red, but because the majority of your state is blue, your congressional electoral vote is no longer represented. Whoever you voted for in the wrong process of seeking for president, because what we're doing is violating the Constitution in directly electing our own presidents, instead of actually allowing our electoral college to do it for us, then what they're trying to do is literally move us into a direction that will ensure and guarantee that each congressional district and each Senate will act, each senator that's an electoral college appointment, not senator, but because you get two electoral college electors for the Senate, which means that you should be splitting the state. And if the state is really split, then you should kind of have equal representation, that one would represent one and one would represent the other. This is all party aligned, though. If you understand that whole concept, there is no way anybody but the two parties have guaranteed themselves a monopoly on who is to be elected. Why? Because they understand at that level, at the national level, that's where they command all the money. It's all about money and control, my friends, and that's exactly what communism is as well. It is all about money and control. So doing away with the winner takes all does get us closer, but there are still all sorts of party issues that are steeped within and are violating the electoral college process. So what are we going to do? And I can get into an article that talks about it, but to me, the winner takes all is a nice step. I mean, it's stating the obvious that we've lost our representation, and it would be nice to get back to that. But we have to wake up and start really calling what's going on in front of us for what it is. This is unabashed communism. We are literally being moved, and these guys don't want to use those words. They just want to point, and they call it a defunct system or, devaluing. This is republicanism. This is where the American republicanism, and I guess this is a good time to get into it as any, it is not just a representative of the people. The Roger Sherman understood that the states were sovereigns, just like the counties in the state are sovereigns. And as a sovereign, they have interest in ensuring that those interests are protected. And so that's how Roger Sherman literally came up with the fact, well, why don't we actually have representation for the sovereigns that the people have delegated to ensure that the people do not destroy the government that is supposed to be protecting them? Because when we have a pure democracy and pure representation, the way it was set up in Britain and so forth, you can easily be swayed and find yourselves in the throes of a revolution where the people are constantly voting for the wrong things because they don't understand the consequences of what they're doing. This kind of goes in line with all of the other things. People do not understand the consequences of their actions. Like a young child that decides to become, because of the agenda being rammed down their throat, a young child that creates this decision not based on wisdom, not based on empirical facts, and not based on any medical stuff or anything, is literally making a choice by age of fourth grade where they are choosing to become a homosexual because that's what the states are doing. They're demanding that the children self-identify at the youngest age possible, and currently many states in law have defined that as a fourth grader has the cognitive abilities of choosing their sexual orientation. In doing so, then all of a sudden they are consigned to that. In other words, there's no way you're going to be able to really get out of this path that you've been put on because the state is going to guarantee that your parents, your church, your community will not be able to change you in any way. They are hands off. You have just, as a fourth grader or younger, have consigned yourself to a world of debauchery or what have you, and there's no way out. And you won't be able to learn. And it's not like these kids know what the heck they're doing. So getting back towards the Electoral College and getting back into what I would say the paradigm that we need to start looking at, we need to really start looking at what it's going to take. This is just one marketing strategy, just to show you how far off we have wandered from our constitutional process. I know there's a lot of people that really like voting for president, but I think when people really start trying the constitutional paradigm, you'll love it. You will actually start recognizing that we actually have people that are going to rise up from the ranks because it'll no longer be primaries and parties control. It will all be focused on compliance to the Constitution, and I think everybody will love that because liberties will start being restored and we'll actually be able to use 5-gallon toilets. If you live in a water-rich area like the Pacific Northwest, why is it that you're constraining yourself on how much, you know, water you use to, you know, flush your poop and paper down the pipe? The point is that we should be able to choose for ourselves because those things have never been delegated to government in any fashion. I do not believe that the management of sewage is a constitutional amendment. I do not believe it's within the U.S. Constitution. And it is the federal government that is dictating what those standards are. The state governments, I understand if you live in a state where the water may be very sparse and, you know, a rare commodity, okay, then they may be coming up with something that's completely different. Maybe they'll be using air and vacuums. Who knows? I mean, you know. All I know is that it is for the states to decide what is best for themselves, which literally moves the decisions away from a central government. If we go down this path of communism, our decisions will no longer be made 3,000 miles away from us. They may be made 12 to 11,000 miles away from us by some oligarchy sitting somewhere in the middle of Europe or Asia. And how can you believe that that's going to be a better situation? Moving the decisions closest to home, closest to you, is the best process. That is why Jefferson, when he talked about our constitutional republic while he was president, he realized and recognized how the political energies that were in play within the system that was created were centrifuge. In other words, they were outward flowing. They were a distributive form of political power that was giving the power to as far out away from the central government as possible. The centripetal force in communism draws all of that near, and they literally starve all of those in the rural positions, all those in the furthest away from them. they literally destroy. That centripetal energy is a destructive energy that starves the outermost reaches of the where the political energy and the political realm is. When we get back, I'm going to wrap this up because I'm literally going to be heading into our last segment. So I will be wrapping this up, I promise, and we'll be able to get into some other issues and some news, maybe even today. So when we come back after these announcements or promos, I will hopefully wrap this up and maybe talk about the wall. So we'll be right back after this. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
So to try to wrap up what I was trying to say regarding centripetal and centrifugal energy. Centripetal energy is an energy that pulls in to the center all the political decisions, all the political energy. Centrifugal energy allows that to flow outward from the center, allowing the outermost reaches to be able to have control of their own destiny, control of their own decisions, and it gives them the opportunity to enjoy the greatest amount of liberty within a governing system. And so in trying to kind of wrap this up, in reading the 12th Amendment, clearly we're not abiding by it. And it's nice to hear, there's an organization that wants to get rid of the winner takes all. To me, that's a step in the right direction. But I believe that really the only way we're going to get back to a electoral college, the only way we're going to get back to a true constitutional reform and a true constitutional republic is in complying to the Constitution is Republic Review and auditing the Constitution. And so if we do not get back to complying to the Constitution, they will set it aside because they're already looking to do everything they possibly can to get rid of this system. Don't think that it is all about just incremental and they're going to do it. They're in a position where by 2024, they will wholesale get rid of by using democracy and communism and by not following the Constitution. That is why it is critical that the states understand their responsibility, because if we get to a point that we have not initiated Republic Review by the time the federal government or the Congress and these political operatives make the decision that they want to set aside our constitutional republic and our Constitution – that the states at that point must stand up and say, you cannot do that. That is our contract. You have no authority. There is nowhere in the contract that you can just set it aside for political expediency. It's one thing to be able to do some things regarding, you know, habeas corpus and the writ of habeas corpus, some of those types of things for national emergency. And actually, Trump could probably invoke some of that for this invasion that we're dealing with. But there's no way they can just set aside the entire Constitution and literally take full control. There's nothing in that. What if you understand what FDR did by taking control of the means of production, there is nothing in the Constitution that allowed him to do that. And had the state stood up and said, sorry, where in the Constitution did we delegate that authority to you? It's not there. And so the states have to be that final bulwark. We need to get them to stand up, as I've been chanting and chanting and chanting. So I guess I do have a few minutes to kind of have some giggles and some good news for you. There's a lot of things in the news. There's a lot of things that have been happening that we just don't have enough time to cover. So it is far more important that we cover these important issues regarding the Constitution and how we're not complying to it. Because if I do that, if I can help you see the light, if I can help you recognize that we are in violation, in violent violation of the Constitution, maybe you will be motivated in actually standing up. Because this solution is very simple. It is very, very simple. Once we get one state to stand up, it'll be so much easier to get the next, the next, the next. And literally a charge of courage will literally go throughout these red states to where they're going to recognize, why didn't we do this sooner? How come we didn't really scrutinize what Jefferson said in his book, The Notes on the State of Virginia, and what he was doing, him and Madison, in the Kentucky and Virginia Resolution? Anyway, let me give you something that I find funny. CARE is a Islamic apologist and supportive organization in trying to move America in towards Islam. They actually got Amazon to pull doormats that were offensive because people would be wiping their feet with Muhammad's name on the doormats and so forth. And so they felt it was an insult to their religion. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. So I'm trying to find out who the manufacturer of those doormats were so that we can kind of find out. Maybe they're listing them somewhere else because maybe you'd like to buy one of those doormats because, you know, maybe you're not offended. It's not about just one being able to dictate. Maybe you'll like the decorations or what have you of the doormat and, you know, that's worthy of your feet to wipe on. Anyway, I hope you get a giggle out of that. But then again, you know, there is that message you can send. And sometimes they just hand it to you, don't they? They just kind of give that to you. Anyway, there is some good news. The Alabama Attorney General's office is not investigating any more reports regarding the online fakery in the 2017 stealing of the Alabama Senate race. Remember Judge Roy Moore, remember how he was literally, he lost that seat and how they were literally stealing that seat from him. And so what they've basically done is they said, hey, we believe that this is an issue for the federal regulators. They need to get down here and do this. Trump needs to beef up the federal regulators for the Elections Commission, and he needs to make sure that these guys are constitutionally compliant-minded type of people. By doing so, we will get the right people in there and actually start cleaning up these states so that Alabama doesn't turn blue next year in 2020. There's a lot of states that will end up turning blue if we do not guard our process and system, because they are using election fraud and voter fraud to do this. So it is paramount that we actually, you know, get Trump to actually start protecting, because that's one of the things he's supposed to do as president, is faithfully execute and make sure that our federal elections are safe, clean, and transparent. Some more good news. On carbon emissions, I should be playing probably one of those hippie, Save the Planet type of songs like I did before, but I don't have one queued up. Wasn't sure I was going to get here today. On the carbon emissions, apparently, and this is good news, apparently we have had an increase by 3.4% in 2018, marking the second largest annual gain in more than two decades. And as a matter of fact, for the last few years, we have slowly inched our carbon emissions down little bit by little bit by little bit. So why is this good news? Because what this means is this is indicative, because you can't create carbon emissions without productivity, right? You got to get somewhere. You got to do something. You're driving. You're going to work. This is all tied to the economy, which means that our economy is actually firing more. Doesn't mean it's firing on all cylinders, but the manufacturing region, if you look, it has actually gone up in quite a while. You know, we've had probably the largest growth in the manufacturing sector than almost any other sector in the last few years. As in the economic stability, though, it's a good thing to see our carbon emissions going up. And in addition, a bipartisan group of senators is trying to strengthen reporting to the National Background Check System in the wake of a mass shooting in Texas earlier this month. So let me go back to my background idea and the background checks of public servants. I think that public servants need, just like, you know, who declares war? Congress, right? The House, very specifically, the House of Representatives declares war. And we know that guns kill, but war kills far more than anything else. And there is no doubt in my mind that the argument stands, and it is a cognitive, logical argument that we start initiating single scope investigation backgrounds, SSBIs, our background investigations. And in doing that, we will be able to ferret through all of our House of Representatives, all of our senators, everybody that is in federal election, in the federal election scope, even state election scopes. I'd love to see this, but I don't think the FBI, or I should say DIS, I think it's Defense Investigative Service, they need to be expanded so that they can actually start investigating candidates to make sure that the people that we're empowering to call war are not doing so for their own profit, for their own good, and what have you. We need to have full background checks to make sure that we're not putting ideologues in that are willing to do anything to further their cause. Because I'm telling you, we'd probably get rid of most of Congress if we identify, oh, this person's not fit for duty because, bottom line, their background doesn't lend to a good public servant. They will give, you know, they'll sell secrets. They'll do almost anything possible to further their cause. So the fact is that the Senate is actually looking at expanding the scope and so forth. And there's the rumor out there that Rubio is trying to do this. That's not a good thing. I do believe that you also need to know, and this is some more marketing. I'm just going to throw this out here. Florida voters will soon decide whether to return the right to vote to almost 1.5 million ex-felons. What do you think the demographics are of ex-felons? Do you think that they're going to vote Democrat, or do you think they're going to vote Republican? So why is it that this is even being entertained? Is because they are doing everything they can to confirm and ensure that Florida turns blue for 2020 election. Do you understand this? That's why they're doing that this year, to ensure for the 2020 election, Florida becomes a blue state. It's the shoe is dropping everywhere, and the Republic will be dropping very quickly if we do not start standing up to all of these shenanigans that these idiots are throwing at us. And the best way to do that is Republic Review. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and we'll be back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.